This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The nonprofit Environmental Working Group has identified PFAS in water systems in western states that it says exceeds health advisory levels. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Jenny Kinsey has more.
The forever chemicals were found in dozens of public and private water sources. Urban runoff and military bases have helped to drive a surge in contamination in recent years in water sources in Colorado, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, and parts of Nevada and Wyoming. And in New Mexico, at least 15 water systems, including areas in and around Albuquerque, showed elevated levels. Other hotspots, according to the working group, include areas near Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs and points along the Colorado River Upper Basin. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Meanwhile, volunteer boaters pulled more than 5,000 pounds of trash from the Colorado River. That's the recently released tally from the twice-yearly river cleanup in Mesa County. Cole Hansen owns Gear Junction, which organizes the event.
Some of the things that we did not get out this time that will be on the list for future cleanups were a full intact motorcycle, what looked like a V8 engine block. We typically get a couple of shopping carts. That was true for this year.
Hansen says more than 60 people on rafts, paddle boards, and other watercraft turned out. They cleaned more than 20 miles of the Colorado River. Rain and snow remain possible across most of the state with a chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range this afternoon. This is CPR News.